light containing the information, no, light containing the information that's the life of men. We don't think like that. This light contains the information that informs the operation of a man or a woman or a child. Again, we don't think like that. When we talk about those things, we talk about things like cells and DNA and the nerve impulses in your brain, right? We only think physical, but this stuff didn't start off physical. It started off, quote, spiritual in the beginning as God and Jesus were working out the plan. And John tells us that this plan was actually light that was going to be beamed out and was going to become life in men. It was going to contain every single bit of information that would allow a man to become a man. Don't look at me in that tone of voice, okay? If we would just... Me too, okay? But if you don't ask, sometimes you just don't know, right? So as you meditate on these things, again, if I get through in time, we'll touch on that. When you meditate on these things, you expect God to show you stuff. And I'm looking at him going, what does that mean? How does light contain information? And a moment later, I just felt overly dumb, right? Ever watch television? Got a phone? How does that phone, you pick it up, you look at it, you see stuff, you press buttons and stuff happens. How does that happen? What's a frequency? Light. We have light all around us right now that literally contains information. We just don't think about it that way. But it's a fact. It's a technological fact. I like the television thing. That always fascinated me when I was a kid. How do you take a device, beam something out that you can't see, and another device picks it up, and you see a picture and hear a voice? How could that be so? Because the light that's simply a frequency that your eyes don't see. Think about sitting in this room right now. If your physical eyes could see the whole light spectrum, it'd drive you crazy in a second. Think about the light, all the rays, beams, bouncing, all the stuff in this room right now. You just be, but it's there. You just can't see it. This is not difficult. But when you have the device, when you have the device that's designed to receive the information and you beam the light into it, what happens? It comes alive, right? What do you think a man is? God made a body and it says he breathed into him the breath of life. Think of that body. God takes this light that was designed by the Word and releases that light into that, quote, device that was made to receive that, and suddenly that device comes alive. It knows how to move its hands and fingers. It knows how to blink its eyes. It knows how to speak. Which God designed that plan into man more so than anything else in creation, in the physical creation, right? That is the light that is the life of men. Go to the fifth verse. When you get to verse 5, it says the light shined, it flashed out in the darkness. This light containing the information of the operation of life, and it man's life. Now, told you all six of those verbs for I, me, were imperfect. They were continuing action. It went on and on back there in the past. How long did it go on? I have no idea. How long would it take to design the blueprint for this? Every cell, every nerve, and so that it would function properly when the light that contains all of this information hits. And I know this is kind of sci-fi, but if you'll get the revelation, you'll start seeing things differently. You'll begin to understand much more about how faith works. You'll begin to understand much more about things that Jesus said. Like when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, said, I think three times, John records Jesus saying that. I am the light. What? He's shining the information, which again goes back to 2 Corinthians 4:6-7. He's shining the information of the knowledge of God into our, quote, hearts. Well, our heart is an organ that pumps blood. That's not where it's going. It's into our inward being. Our spirit has the capability to pick up on these things so that we can receive this light, and the light is filled, jam-packed, full of information. And the information is the operation of how we function. And on top of that, it's the information of the operation of how creation functions as well. Jesus is the light, right? How do you think he understood all the stuff he's doing? How do you think he could walk on the water? How do you think he could take the bread and multiply it and the fish and multiply it? How do you think, you understand what I'm saying? The information is there. He had nothing blocking the revelation, if you will, Scott, the revelation of the information. He could see it clearly and walk in it. Well,